But I'm joined in the studio by the CEO of the Irish Osteoporosis Society, which is based here in Dublin, and they're a charity. Michelle, good morning, and thank you so much for coming into the studio to meet me.
Well, thank you very much for having me here.
How are you?
Good, good. Very excited about this.
That's good. That's what I like. Excitement is good. I don't really like nerves, you know, because then it does. It might just go backwards. Anyway, you're here to tell us your story. Please go ahead and fill us in. Inspire us.
Well, my story is how I got involved with the Irish Osteoporosis Society was I originally am from Dublin. I moved to the States, stayed there for 14 years. When I came back, I set up the first fall prevention business in Ireland, and that was assessing people in their homes to make sure that they can adjust their homes so that they prevent falls, which is one of the major reasons why people lose their independence. So while I was setting it up, my mother's actually the founder of the Irish Osteoporosis Society. And
so for anybody listening, because I could be one of those, I may not be, but I might be. Osteoporosis is exactly what?
Osteoporosis is a disease that affects the inside of people's bones. It makes the bones very weak and therefore they break very easily. It affects men, women, children, all ages, but there's a lot of misinformation out there about it.
Okay, I was always under the main influence that it was just your back.
No, it can affect any bone, but the most common bones it affects are the bones in your back, the bones in your hip, and the bones in your forearm. But any bone can be affected by it.
Okay, so you came back from the States, you set up your business. Where did it go from?
Well, what happened was is it started to take off, but then I was asked as a favour from my mother, could I help out for a couple of months in the charity? I thought, oh, no problem. And 20 years on, I'm still with the charity.
OK. I don't think for some reason you're there because you don't like it.
Absolutely not. I have a passion for this and I got it from my mum.
OK. So you have a passion for what?
For educating people and preventing them from losing their independence. Osteoporosis is a disease that's severely underdiagnosed. Only 15% are actually diagnosed, and out of that, only 10% are on a treatment. And out of that 10%, the 3,500 people who contact us, they don't appear to have had their causes of their bone loss investigated or addressed, so they continue to lose bone. So I've always been in healthcare, and it's just a passion of mine. I like to help people, and that's one of the things that I got from my mum.
Okay, interesting, and also very inspiring. Well done. So what exactly does the Irish Osteoporosis Society do?
We raise awareness about the disease. We assist those who are at risk or who've been diagnosed, and basically guide people. Because unlike other conditions, there's no signs or symptoms. You actually could have severe osteoporosis right now. You may look perfectly fine. You may be handsome and everything else. But on the inside, your bones may be crumbling.
So how do we find out?
The only way of finding out is if there's two things. One, you need to see if you're at risk. And if people go onto our website at irishosteoporosis.ie, we actually have a risk factor test. Just takes a couple of minutes to do. If you do have one or more risk factors, we recommend that you go and get, it's called a DEXA scan of your spine and hips.
How do you spell that?
DXA.
Okay, and where do you get that done?
There's 86 DEXA scanners in Ireland. But if people go onto our website or contact us, we can tell them which is the one most close to where they live.
Okay, so day in, day out, what does your job consist of?
Juggling. Mm-hmm. We've 2.5 staff to cover the whole of Ireland, and the half person has only come on board since October.
Okay.
So in the past, I covered 4 full-time jobs. Now I cover 3 full-time jobs. So my job entails whether it's radio interviews, writing articles, I run the National Helpline, try to get funding in to actually keep our services open, because unfortunately we only get €4,252 government funding a year.
Okay, so what are your services?
It's the National Helpline, we run the national website, I do presentations, whether it's for communities, for physio departments. It's the biggest thing with osteoporosis is the knowledge is very poor throughout Ireland. It's a worldwide issue.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't do much research because I have no information on this. So when I haven't got information on something, I always find that it's a much better interview when I'm completely oblivious to it. But to be honest, again, I just thought that it was a back condition and you'd see like a little old lady walking down the street, literally humped completely over, and you'd say, oh, she must have osteoporosis. And that was it. And that's my ignorance, you know. But that isn't the case.
Well, to be honest, what it is that that shouldn't happen. That is when you see somebody who's lost height, their shoulders are rounded, they've developed a hump. In majority of people, that's preventable. If it's from osteoporosis, and I'd estimate 99% of it is, the bones in their back have actually broken and they're collapsing. And that actually, when that happens and a person develops a hump, their centre of gravity is off, which means they're actually high risk to fall. If they have a fall, they can break more bones.
Can it be prevented?
Yes, in majority of people. And that's the saddest part, in that this is preventable, but it's also treatable. Even somebody with a hump, we can't get them straight again, but we can prevent them going further forward. And we can give them advice regarding pain, because that's one of the issues.
Okay. So what exactly does your society do for somebody who's in this position?
What we do is I will guide them through exactly. One, the most important thing is they need to get a DEXA scan done of their spine and hips.
Okay.
We don't recommend an ultrasound of somebody's shin or their forearm.
So when they come back to you and they say, okay, so we have a problem, we have osteoporosis, what happens next? So like the second stage or the third stage?
I go through exactly what they need. One, there's an extensive questionnaire they need to fill out and bring it back to their GP. There's also extensive bloods that they need to get done. And the reason these are important is because when someone is diagnosed with bone loss, what tends to happen, unfortunately, is here you've bone loss, you've osteoporosis, take this. That's not good enough. What needs to happen is why they've lost bone needs to be investigated, because there's nearly 200 causes.
Such as, can you give us an example?
Yep. Chemotherapy, radiation, treatments for prostate cancer, treatments for breast cancer, high stress levels, and I don't know anyone who doesn't have high stress levels.
Oh, God.
There's a whole load of medications that cause it. Water pills, there's some antidepressants, etc. Anyone who's on an inhaler that has a steroid in it. Steroids are one of the major causes of bone loss. As someone ages, the older you get, the weaker your bones become, so you're more high risk to actually break bones.
Okay.
And the list goes on and on. And this is why it's so important for people to check. For example, for men, the major cause of bone loss in men is low testosterone levels. If someone's desire for sex has gone down and it's not because they don't like their partner, that's a red flag. You need to get that investigated. But sadly, a lot of people would be embarrassed to bring this up with their GP. But
true,
it's very important
absolutely.
That they do.
Yeah. Because lads don't talk, you know. I don't know any guy that's going to march into the GP unless he's over the hill, but he isn't going to say, hi GP, I'm not active anymore.
Exactly.
And he's young, fit, healthy and attractive.
Exactly. And this is why the stigma needs to go, because at the end of the day, if low testosterone levels cause bone loss, but it's also a mental issue, and mental health, thankfully, has been on the forefront for the last 5-6 years, if you think about it, for example, if it was you, if suddenly you couldn't get an erection, how would you feel if you were going out to date somebody, if you were with a partner, etc.? And to me, it can affect a person's mental health. And this is why it's even more important. No one should be embarrassed bringing this up. It's, you're a human being.
Do you think osteoporosis is kind of more in common in male than female, or the other way around?
It's the other way around. 1 in 2 women over 50 and 1 in 4 men over 50 will break a bone from osteoporosis. The reason more women develop it is, in general, they have smaller bones and they go through the menopause. And the menopause is when women stop having periods. Some women lose up to 30% of the overall bone in their body while going through the menopause.
Okay.
But for men, they're at a huge disadvantage. More men die from osteoporosis than actually get prostate cancer.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And we don't hear about it. Why is that?
We've no budget. We're a tiny charity. People think we're a lot bigger than we actually are because we juggle a lot. I mean, like I explained, I worked till 11:45 last night trying to get everything done because we're really, really busy.
Okay.
So this
Do you take on volunteers?
We try to get volunteers. We do try to get people. The problem is a lot of people diagnosed who contact us have multiple broken bones. They're not in a position to actually help us.
Okay.
So that's where, yes, if we could get volunteers, we'd be delighted.
Okay.
But it's also, we're in a separate box to all other diseases, in my opinion. We had some advocacy training last year. Two of the guys who did it, they actually are from Europe, and they set up AIDS support 20 years ago, okay, in Germany and Switzerland. They came over and they said, what's your biggest issue for the charity? I said, getting people to actually admit they have this condition. And they looked at me like I had 10 heads. And they said, you're here 20 years. How could you not convince people? I said, we're not the only ones. They were actually going to the osteoporosis charity in the UK and also the Dutch osteoporosis. We were doing a combined project. They came back to tell all three of us they have never in their life come across this. And they've been doing this advocacy for charities for years.
Okay.
There's a huge stigma. And a lot of it is osteoporosis is associated as an old lady's disease, and nobody wants to be considered to have an old lady's disease. So this is why for men it's even worse if they're diagnosed, because here they're diagnosed with an old lady's disease.
Okay. So I'm sure there's people listening now, including myself, saying, I need to get checked.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a certain catch? So like a certain age or a certain profile that you kind of go, well, I'm in that, like, you know, certain age, like menopause, it, like, you know, or like breast cancer or whatever, there's kind of a certain catchment area. Yeah. Is that the way for osteoporosis?
To a degree. The highest risk group are females over 65. However, 50% of women, 50, 25% of men, 50, are at risk. And we have 5, 8 and 10 year olds. So the best thing for anyone to do is just go on our website. It takes 2 minutes to fill in this test to see, do you have a risk factor? Because the bottom line is that if you have a condition or you're on a medication that causes bone loss, you're at risk.
Okay.
With women, it stems back to if a woman, in an ideal world, we would love if women were screened by a DEXA scan, the test for it, prior to the menopause. Because if you're growing and you start to go into the menopause, you're starting to lose bone. It's much cheaper to prevent broken bones than to actually treat them.
Okay.
So if...
What's that saying? Prevention is better than...
Than cure.
Than cure.
Than cure. Especially not only pain-wise, not only for quality of life, but financially. The government spent 209 million euros in 2018 just treating broken hips. Just broken hips. No other broken bones are included in this.
So you think doctors are doing these surgeries and doing these things and they haven't checked them for osteoporosis, so that could be
another
factor.
Sadly. But okay. 90% of broken hips are due to osteoporosis.
So from the sounds of things, you're doing amazing work, but it seems like your hands are tired, and it's like, if I was in that position, it's quite frustrating.
It is. It's the government.
So what empowers you to keep going?
I'm passionate about what I do. You know?
Okay. Interesting. So where does your leadership skills come from? Because by the sounds of it, again, you're like totally leading the way in this.
I would say my mother.
Okay.
My mother is a phenomenal woman.
Okay.
She was born in Malaysia to Irish parents. The Japanese invaded Malaysia. Her family, bar her father, because he voluntarily stayed behind, got on the last boat that actually made it to Australia. Her father was a prisoner of war in Changi Jail, one of the worst ever, for 3.5 years. They then eventually came back to Ireland. My mother left school at 15. She studied for 6 months and got a scholarship into the Royal College of Surgeons to do medicine, just as she was turning 16.
Okay.
So she wouldn't be your typical mother. She's 86. She still works. She still teaches. At one point, she was the doctor to the Irish Olympic team at LA, Moscow and Seoul. And when they were in LA, she actually got to go, and this is the one thing that I think is quite hysterical regarding my mother, she actually got to go to the Playboy Mansion.
Okay.
She didn't get to meet Hugh, he was in bed, but she actually got to go to the Playboy Mansion. But she's just someone who, she's always been ahead of her time in sports medicine and osteoporosis. She set up the first osteoporosis clinic in Ireland. She set up the Irish Menopause Society. She's just someone who's very passionate about educating people, and that's where I get it from.
And it's so important because you've just educated me, and I wouldn't have known any of this, like, you know, 30 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some examples of some regular cases that you may see in your work?
Well, what I would say is regular cases. Okay, regular case is that somebody breaks a bone. They go into the hospital. Now, 2-3 years ago, they would have gone in, say they broke their arm, they would have casted the person up and sent them home and nothing was done. But luckily, there is a service that we're trying to push for the government to support. It's called FLS, and it's Fracture Liaison Services. And what that is that it's only in 4 hospitals at the moment. But what it would mean is, so say you broke your arm, you went into the hospital, they'd automatically screen you. And by doing that, you're catching people early. And that is the key to, one, saving a huge amount of money, two, saving a huge amount of misery, because the statistics are shocking. Would you consider, now I know you're way younger than me, but would you consider age 60 as old?
Not now.
I was going to say, be careful what you say.
No.
I'm 53. But anyhow.
Not now.
20% of Irish people aged 60 who break their hip will die within 6 to 12 months. As I mentioned earlier, 90% of broken hips are due to osteoporosis. Why do they die? I'm at home. I need to get something from a shelf I can't reach, so I decide to climb on a chair. Well, you shouldn't be doing that, because at the end of the day, when you're in your 50s is when you need to start to truly look at making your home safe, so that as you age, you reduce your risk. And people look at me like, oh, this is nuts.
But we are a nation of chances. I'm not going to lie. I was moving something yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we're a total, you know, I was trying to move a microwave on a shelf and all this. And I said, if this falls on me now, I am dead. And by the time I went to put it back down to take it out again, I just did it all wrong. And the whole shelf just fell right down. Instead of just taking everything off, like, you know, correctly, yep. You know. And it's like, it's crazy. I've got a friend and she works in A&E, and she was saying there's like a certain time of the year, I think it's November maybe, mm-hmm. and lots of females come in within a certain 2-week, like, you know, frame, from falling off chairs, taking down the curtains to get them dry cleaned for Christmas, and they break the hip, the shoulder, the collarbone, the elbow, and it's all the same. What happened? I was fixing the curtains and I fell off the chair.
And see, this is why I'm saying this, because what happens is 50% of those who fracture their hip age 60 plus, they actually lose their independence. They can't wash themselves, dress themselves, or walk across a room unaided. So this is why, that especially if you're married and you've kids, ask your kids or grandchildren to help. It's not worth taking
the risk.
But
just think.
Yeah.
Just think.
It's common sense.
Just
but
stop
a lot of
and
people,
think.
A lot of people don't have common sense. Now, we've all done stuff we shouldn't have and thought, oh, just like you said yesterday. But when you're aware of osteoporosis, you realise the impact it could have. In that, if especially, and a lot of senior citizens are doing it because it's very difficult to actually get handyman, etc., to do little jobs around the house, etc.
Well, what's better, you know, wait 30 minutes or an hour or 2 days for the handyman, or spend 6 weeks in a cast and then, you know, God only knows what's going to happen down the road.
Well, this is why I'm hoping I've convinced your listeners to be more careful.
Oh my God, like, prevention is better than cure. That's the quote from today's show. Michelle, where is it all going? If I had a magic wand right now and I could just go, jing, what would you like me to do?
In an ideal world, in general, osteoporosis would more or less only exist in maybe 5% of people. Those who are on excessive medicines that cause bone loss, etc. That every person going in with a broken bone is assessed and treated. And that in schools, the government have made physical education an option for the Leaving Cert. That's not good enough. It needs to be mandatory, because research shows that kids, especially before puberty, if they exercise, they can significantly build up their bone strength, which reduces the risk down the road. But not only osteoporosis, heart disease, depression, there's a whole list, cardiovascular.
So it is true, because movement is medicine. But you see the kids now, they're stuck into iPads, phones.
It's appalling.
They're on the sofa watching TV. You know, get out down to the park.
Exactly.
Oh, I can't, it's raining. Well, yeah. Dance in the rain, isn't
exactly.
that it?
Exactly.
Okay, so future plans for your society. What's coming up?
Well, what's coming up is the new fundraiser we've hired. We haven't had one in 9 years, so this is why we're begging your listeners to try and help support us. We're having a bake-off, and it's on Friday the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day. But what we're saying is, if you don't have a partner for Valentine's Day, why not love yourself and love your bones? And
but if you have got a partner, why not bake a cake together?
There you go. There
so it's
you
a
go.
Win-win. Okay.
Exactly. And what it is that we're asking families, friends or colleagues in work to actually have a bake competition.
Okay.
And that there's one winner. And then that winner, we actually have a certificate we'll send out. We'd love a photo to put up on our website. And it's just to raise awareness because...
I've got a plan. Do you know what we should do? Yourself and myself should spend the whole day on the 14th going around to everyone who gets involved to taste their cakes.
And that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
Great for the waistline.
Exactly.
But go ahead.
Because what we're saying is, look... You know, even if it's just in family, it's just a competition whether you sell the cakes after to make a little bit of money. And all money raised goes directly to our services to keep the National Helpline going. I mean, just even keeping a website going, I'm sure you know yourself what it's like to keep something going when funds are small.
Okay. So it's called the...
It's called the Bake Off.
The Bake Off. And Love Your Bones.
Love Your
Bones. How do we get involved?
All people have to do is contact us, and it's either our phone number, which is 01-637-5050, or you can go on our website, irishosteoprosis.ie, or you can email and it'll come directly to me, info@irishosteoprosis.ie.
Okay, and for anybody who's after listening to the show and they're scared of their bones, excuse the pun, so what would you say to them?
The most important point is this is treatable. A lot of people phone up and they're in tears. They think they're going to die. They're really upset. As long as you are given correct advice, which we're the national experts on osteoporosis, this is totally treatable. We have people that have gone from wheelchair bound at 88 years of age, multiple broken bones in their back, 2 years later, totally independent. Now, we can't get everyone to that point. It just depends on why the person lost bone, what were the causes, etc. But the most important thing is people are scared of getting a whole load of other conditions. What they don't realise is if you don't have healthy bones, you will not be independent. And we want people to stay independent in their own homes.
So it's important.
Very important. And there's one other thing that's coming up shortly. We're having a campaign called Assess and Address. And approximately 150 pharmacies throughout Ireland, when females go in, we're focusing on females for this campaign, they're going to be asked if they're over 65, because they're the most high risk, would you like to fill in a questionnaire, are you at risk? And if they're at risk, they have an opportunity to actually sit down, make an appointment to discuss it with the nurse and get the correct information. And the nurses doing this are all up to date. It's excellent.
Isn't that just like, you know, it's such a win-win, because you're here, you're trying to help them. So the message is to try and get the word out there and get the support.
Definitely, because I got scanned. I do get scanned just to keep an eye, and I'm very, very fortunate. I'm actually above normal for my age, my bone health. A lot of it, I believe, I played every sport under the sun as a child, and this is why it's very important that children are actually encouraged to do a sport.
Okay. Is there anything else we can do in the interim to just kind of keep our bones strong, apart from drink milk? Because, you know, them bones need calcium.
Exactly, and that's the thing. But milk on its own, if it's regular milk, just has calcium. If you buy fortified milk, it's calcium with vitamin D.
Okay.
You need vitamin D to absorb calcium. And vitamin D is also an issue that if you have low vitamin D levels, which a lot of people in Ireland do, because we get very little sun, it affects your immune system, puts you at risk of multiple sclerosis, tuberculosis and multiple forms of cancer.
Okay.
So calcium, vitamin D and first class proteins are essential. And adults need 30 minutes of exercise a day. Children need 60 minutes.
Well, I suppose kids kind of run around, don't they? to adults.
Well, this is even just walking up and down a flight of stairs is equivalent to 1 minute of weight bearing.
From today on, I promise I'm going to take the stairs, never the lifts. Michelle, it's been great. You've been extremely informative. Thank you very much. Now I know the real ins and outs of osteoporosis, and I'm going to do your survey online. So look, thanks Emil. It was a pleasure having you in studio, and I wish you and your society all the very best in the future, and good luck with the Bake Off.
And thank you very much for this opportunity.
No problem at all. That's Michelle there from the Irish Osteoporosis Society.